Hello and welcome to Case Dismissed, a teenager's guide to the Supreme Court. I'm Carter Higgins, and thank you so much for listening today. In today's episode, I examine the case that established the Supreme Court's jurisdiction over redistricting disputes, Baker versus Carr. But first, you may have heard of it, but what exactly is redistricting? And how does it work? Our friends, families, and fellow Americans reside in hundreds of congressional districts around America, each of which elects members of the U.S. House of Representatives and is redrawn every 10 years in accordance with the U.S. Census. Based on the census results, states can gain, keep the same number of, or lose congressional seats due to population. To put it in a present-day perspective, based on the 2020 census, Texas gained 2 new congressional seats and Oregon 1, whereas both New York and Pennsylvania lost 1 congressional seat. The majority of the states, including where I live, Vermont, did not gain any seats. Tennessee law, under its constitution, require legislative districts be redrawn every 10 years to account for population changes. In extreme negligence, Tennessee hadn't practiced redistricting in over 60 years. A citizen of Shelby County, Charles Baker, along with others, sued the United States District Court for the Middle District of Tennessee, claiming that because state legislators hadn't reapportioned districts since 1901, there were significant disparities among district populations, diluting the votes cast by citizens in more populous districts and violating the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. For example, if 100 people resided in one district and 5 resided in the other, both of which voted for one representative, the district with only 5 citizens would have much more power than the former. Tennessee argued that redistricting was a political matter left to the states, not the judiciary, as the Supreme Court had previously held. It was taken to the Supreme Court, where the constitutional question was, did the Supreme Court have jurisdiction over questions of legislative apportionment? In a 6-2 decision, the court held that there were no political questions in this case, and that redistricting was a justiciable issue. Writing the majority opinion, Justice Brennan provided past times the Supreme Court intervened when states violated constitutional provisions and supported the merit of the equal protection issues Baker and others claimed. Said he, quote, "We conclude that the complaint's allegations of a denial of equal protection present a justiciable constitutional cause of action upon which appellants are entitled to a trial and a decision. The right asserted is within the reach of judicial protection under the 14th Amendment," end quote. Writing the dissenting opinion, Justice Frankfurter and Harlan stated that it is within the power of the state legislature to decide on legislation that best suits the people of their state. Furthermore, the justices argued that the Equal Protection Clause was not meant to interfere with state electoral policies, writing, quote, "I can find nothing in the Equal Protection Clause or elsewhere in the federal Constitution which expressly or impliedly supports the view that state legislatures must be so structured as to reflect with approximate equality the voice of every voter." The precedent set by Baker versus Carr is extremely important, as it established that federal courts may, in fact, review redistricting issues, and because it is associated with establishing the one-person, one-vote rule. This rule means that one person's vote needs to be roughly equivalent to another's. That is, each congressional district ought to have the same, similar, or within a margin, population. Because of the Baker precedent, the court was able to rule, as I said, on proportional redistricting in Reynolds versus Sims, and ruled that race could not be a factor in redistricting in Shaw v. Reno, 1993, a case that I will go over soon in the next few episodes of this podcast. Because of timing with the AP exams, I have decided to put a halt to having guests join me in an effort to push episodes out faster for my classmates until I publish all 15 required Supreme Court cases for the AP government course. After that, I will continue inviting guests for other cases, both past and current. Hello and welcome to Case Dismissed, a teenager's guide to the Supreme Court. I'm Carter Higgins, and thank you so much for listening today. In today's episode, I examine the case that established the Supreme Court's jurisdiction over redistricting disputes, Baker versus Carr. But first, you may have heard of it, but what exactly is redistricting, and how does it work?